We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Top of the hour. Top of the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin Sims. That story that Dono just told was delightful. People are texting in. They love that story. They want to hear more old QAM stories. We'll do that one day. We should get, like, even Tree, our engineer, he's been here decades. Let me text in. I need an hour segment of old stories, classic. Somebody else texts in. Dono the Legend. That's a good nickname for him. Dono the Legend.
Dono's good, man. Dono, I'm coming in and leaving. Dono's been all everywhere on QAM.
Somebody says Dono's the nicest air personality because he doesn't make fun of the listeners like every other air personality.
We make fun of listeners?
Someone's at the door. Hold on.
Can you do the code word for the listeners, please?
Oh, thank you, Falero. Totally forgot.
Big man.
Top of the hour. That's how I was starting, but then I got into Dustin Sims.
Give out some money, baby.
All right. Time for your chance to take home $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM signing bonus contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word ball.
Your favorite.
Lonzo Ball. Your favorite minus the Lonzo. Text ball to 72881. That is, I think I told you the story once off the air, the soundtrack to my childhood. I went to school with a kid who had a throat issue, and at every basketball game, the dude would yell, ball, ball, all I hear in my nightmares, ball, ball. Anybody play pickup basketball with the guy who yells ball too much? Didn't you say your dad is that guy?
No, my dad's the switch guy.
Oh, switch, switch.
Switch, switch, switch.
Every pick, switch.
Every pick, even if there's not a pick, you'll switch. They'll switch.
You switch everything.
Ball.
Everything.
Ball. Hey, when you're playing 2-on-2 and it's half-court basketball, you don't need to yell ball.
He had one of those machines.
No, no.
Because how would he catch the ball?
Ball. It wasn't Stephen Hawking.
Oh, I thought you said he had a machine. I was like, wow, that's awkward.
Messed up. What do they call those?
Vocal cords.
Vocal cords. What's the technical term?
Larynx.
Larynx. Larynx.
Really?
Yeah, that was
how
it.
How old were you?
Yeah. Middle school, I guess.
Yeah, I was a smoker.
I don't know how it happened, man. Ball. Anyway, text the word ball to 72881, and you are registered. Text ball to 72881. I just realized that a girl that I'm friends with from that era used to date him, and she listens to this podcast nonstop, and she is probably cracking up 3 days from now. Which is weird to think about, but if you go in the future, she's cracking up right now.
She's a great person, though, to overlook that voice.
I'm telling you. The
How long did they date?
I don't know, but the generosity of women never ceases to amaze me. It's really... Wouldn't that be a deal breaker? Hey, Channing, it's Mabel!
What up, Mabel? How you doing?
Oh, great! Come on over!
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah, you're out. You ejected immediately. Text the word ball to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Your next chance to win, if you don't win this hour, will be 6 o'clock with the aforementioned Alex Dono.
You could adjust to it, though. One of our wives right now, something happened and their voice changed.
Yeah, no, if you're already emotionally invested in someone, yes.
You know.
Come here, Channing.
Somebody texts in, ha, 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 your favorite minus the Lonzo. I'm dying. Somebody says, flashback Friday WQAM stories. That'd be a great name for a segment. We should do that. We should do that. We can bring on everybody, right? Guzio, Sedano, yeah. Tree, Steph, everybody.
Because there's some legends. They got, What was it? Neil stories. You got Cephalo stories.
Jimmy Cephalo story. Yeah. Goldie can come on and tell stories.
It's an idea now because I heard all the stories and I don't even know those guys when I first got down
here. That's a very good idea. I mentioned this earlier and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. The Miami Hurricanes baseball team, Jim Morris, who is on the Mount Rushmore of coaches down here, probably. Jim Morris, legendary baseball coach. The team right now is 25-25. They're back to 500 because they went on a winning streak. But this is going to be the final home series for Jim Morris, regular season baseball ever at the University of Miami. It starts tomorrow night, Mark Light Field, and everyone should be out there to support him. He truly is a legend in South Florida. So Miami Hurricanes baseball, if you have not been to a game in a while, you want to be there sometime over the next four games. He's had as impressive a run as a coach in collegiate sports as just about anyone. And they're on a hot streak right now, too. So
to make it that long?
Yeah, and to have that many victories. Now, they didn't make the College World Series last year. They probably won't this year. Depends, I guess, how they do in the ACC tournament, maybe.
I heard him on this morning, and that's what he – who's it with Joe and
Zach,
I think.
Yeah, they had him on.
That. Yeah, he was – Coach was saying if we win the ACC, I can guarantee you we go.
Yeah.
But anything other than that, it's a toss-up.
But definitely go out, support University of Miami baseball this weekend. Series starts tomorrow. Mark Light Field is such a great place to watch a baseball game.
The shakes.
Oh, the Mark Light shakes.
I can tell Hawk's been thinking about it because he messed up Mark Light Field twice already, wanting to put the shake in.
I'll tell you why. It was Mark Light Stadium when I went to University of Miami, and I don't know the proper title now. Alex Rodriguez made a huge donation, and so now it's like Alex Rodriguez Stadium at Mark Light Field.
Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field.
But it would be Mark Light Field at Alex Rodriguez Park, right?
No, it says here, Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field.
Okay.
That's weird, because like you built
the field would be...
You built the park around the field.
Right, like the field would be the thing that comes after,
I'm just reading.
But no, that's fine, but that's why I got caught up on it each time, because I know it's not really Mark Light Field anymore.
I'm going to tell you...
Or Mark Light Stadium, excuse me.
I'm going to tell you who changed the wording. The guy who gave the money.
He decided.
Rodriguez made the decision on what it was going to be named.
See how much he donated. I think it was like $2 million or something, which to a college baseball program.
It's a bunch of money.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
None of them are on full scholarship.
$3.9 million.
$3.9 million Alex Rodriguez gave to University of Miami baseball.
Yep. You give me that much money, you call me Lucille Crowder. At Lucille Stadium, whatever you want to call it.
Now, wait a second. This is a good radio non-traditional revenue stream here. Would you sell the naming rights to yourself?
For $3 million?
No. I'm thinking something that's actually possible.
For somebody to name me.
Right, where you change for a year.
For a year.
For a year on the radio, you're no longer Channing Crowder. You are, you know, quarterdeck clam strips.
And I don't lose anything from being associated with Channing Crowder.
No, I don't think so. But you refer to yourself like what would it take?
That ain't gonna be that high.
What would it take?
50.
I was thinking that too. I would change my name. I think for $50,000 for a year.
Nothing.
Hey, you're listening to Miami Subs. Well, what's your name? No, that's my name, Miami Subs.
But what if it was like a bad name? Like,
well, I mean, obviously,
Fudgy the Whale.
Well, Fudgy the Whale is a classic. I think that would be fine.
Fudgy
the Whale. Have you heard of Fudgy the Whale?
I know. It's the
Carvel.
Cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're gonna shorten it to Fudgy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
50,000. You'd do it for 50,000, wouldn't you, Valero?
Oh, yeah.
10,000. 10,000.
It's crazy because the number to me doesn't sound bad when it's a year and, like, I have to let you call me something different.
I don't think we're that far away from athletes getting tattoos of company logos on their body for a price.
Forever?
Yep.
That would be tough because it's forever.
No, understood. But
like,
I mean,
you, even that, let's say that. You want Walmart wants me to be Walmart Crowder for a year. 50 racks, I do it. If you make me get a Walmart tattoo on my chest,
yep.
It's way more than $50,000.
But it's got to be something that's visible. Can't even be on your chest. So it's got to be something that's visible. You know, it's got to be on your forearm.
Call me Walmart for 12 months for $50,000. A Walmart tattoo on my neck, got to be $1 million.
But even that, like that, for a company, that's no big deal.
You give me $1 million, boy, you can tattoo my face. A meal?
Tattoo your face?
Come on, man. Why make a lie? Man, I got jumped, got beat up, kidnapped. They thought it was funny to tattoo my face with Walmart.
Like, you got beat up by Delta Airlines?
Yeah, man, you know what?
What happened?
That's your route to anything. If anything goes wrong.
I got jumped, I got beat up.
Tell people you got jumped and kidnapped. Crowder, man, what's wrong with your teeth? Man, I got kidnapped, man. They messed my teeth up.
Then they're like, whoa, yeah. Wow, you made it out. All right, good for you.
Man, when was that? Last year.
Because Crowder's told us that before. If you ever do get jumped.
This is gold. We're going to give this away?
Yeah, give it away.
Faint. If you get jumped, if the police say freeze, if anything happens in your world that you're not comfortable
with. This isn't a joke, by the way. Listen to this.
Fall down and go to sleep. Any human in the world is going to take you to the hospital. And legally, the police have to take you to the hospital. Go to sleep. If the world gets overwhelming for you at any venture, fall down and go to sleep.
Wait a second. Because Flero would faint 3 times a show. Let's not
Okay, and what if he did? What would we do?
I wouldn't make fun of him.
Call the paramedics. And we'd send him to the hospital.
I'd get him a Red Bull.
If you get in any troubling time in your life, go to sleep. It works. Tell me, if a lion's chasing you, yeah, it's over. But I'm talking about a normal situation. Going to sleep will not harm any situation.
This is the kind of life advice that Channing Crowder gave the Dolphins rookies over the weekend. And speaking of that, Mike Gesicki, who is the newest tight end, he was the second round draft pick for the Dolphins, is going to join us in the next segment. But you were there, you were speaking the gospel to the Dolphins rookies. That's the kind of advice that you gave them, right?
And I got on mic too.
Because?
I was messing with them. You have to have names so you can relate with the.
Did you get on Minka?
Got on Minka, but he's about to be rich, so I got on him, but he's going to be broke. Got on Gesicki. You got to have names because it's relating with your listener.
Then you're not just talking in general. You're actually bringing people into the reality of it.
I had a couple free agents names, so I could bring the free agents and the draft picks in. See, I'm a pro.
Mike Gesicki.
When things got too tough, I fainted, though.
Dolphins' second-round draft pick is going to join us in the next segment. Very excited to talk to him and talk about how he absorbed the information that Crowder gave him this weekend. Before we get to Mike, I've been telling you the past couple of months, really, about flying drones at Drone Nerds in Aventura. My son and my wife and I, we went there. We got a lesson in drones. Way cooler than you would ever imagine. Way cooler. Than you would ever imagine. Drone Nerds has 3 locations in South Florida. Aventura, which is where I was, Pinecrest, and the DJI store by Drone Nerds in Wynwood. Drone Nerds is the largest DJI authorized dealer in South Florida. Great family fun. We had the Hockmans, great family fun, flying drones. From the people in the store, you could see it was everyone from hobbyists to business people. There's so many uses for drones. So many jobs are made easier by drones. In fact, if you own a business, one stop in at Drone Nerds, you'll get numerous ideas on how drones can make your job easier. They've got everything. Consumer products like DJI Osmo Mobile 2, DJI Spark, DJI Phantom 4 Pro, DJI Mavic Air in Arctic White, Onyx Black, and Flame Red. They've got the best drone cameras, including thermal solutions and 5K cameras. They've got, they can handle all your drone needs. They've got handheld gimbals, which will give you stable shots while flying. They are the experts. Drone Nerds are the drone experts. From flight schools to drone repairs to customization, new purchases, Drone Nerds has it all. Their website will give you a really good idea just how much stuff they have. DroneNerds.com. That's the website, DroneNerds.com. Drone Nerds, again, 3 locations in South Florida, Aventura, Pinecrest, and the DJI store by Drone Nerds in Wynwood. Check out their website, DroneNerds.com. Whether you're a drone veteran, drone rookie, Drone Nerds is perfect. Drone Nerds, South Florida's eye in the sky. Radio.com. Radio.
Radio.com.
Channing did a rookie, it's like a symposium, I guess.
Actually, if people don't know, the symposium, that the name symposium, what everybody's used to, the NFL ended it.
Oh, they don't do the rookie symposium?
They don't do it. They put it on team to team. Okay.
Because the rookie symposium, they used to bring all the rookies to one location. I guess, yeah, that's a recipe for trouble.
300 guys.
New millionaires.
You know what? It was interesting to see. They still had a symposium when I was a rookie, and it was cool to see everybody there where – like, my year was who? Aaron Rodgers and Ronnie Brown. Like, right. That
and
year,
we
Cadillac,
all made it.
And they were all, like, you saw the top 10 guys, but then you see the other 170 guys, you know what I'm saying, or 270 guys out of there. And the big-timers, Maurice Clarett was the one that acted the biggest at the rookie symposium my year, and he acted like he was going to skip the line, and I don't even remember the guy's name. He dog-cussed Maurice Clarett's ass.
You're just
out.
One of the rest of the rookies like us.
Because he didn't even skip the guy. The guy didn't make it. I just know we were all in line, and I saw Maurice Clarett walk up and get in line, and the dude got out of line and went back and tapped him. He said, man, get in the back of the line. He was like, no, bro, we good. He said, you're not good. Get your ass in the back of the line. We're all here for the same reason.
I like that.
And Maurice looked at him, and he stood there with a straight face, and Maurice Clarett walked out of line and walked to the back and started talking to somebody else. It's cool to see. You know what? I don't remember anything in the symposium. I was dumb like the rest of these rookies. The interaction between the players was the thing that made me most excited.
Well, Mike Gesicki's on the line here, but you spoke at the Dolphins symposium this weekend, and so you gave. And I'm going to ask
him
about it.
I got to Mike. I saw it in his eyes.
You gave them, what was the theme of your speech again?
Your career, your money, your life. Oh, I know that just touches Mike deep.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with the second-round pick for the Miami Dolphins, Mike Gesicki. He's going to be our tight end savior. Before I bring Mike on, the Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend, which is huge, you can attest to, that Fins Weekend.
Yeah.
Proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament, presented by South Florida Ford, gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rick Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at Miami Marine Stadium and revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. If you want more information, and if you're a Dolphins fan, this is something to be at, it's finsweekend.com. Mike Gesicki, the second round pick for the Dolphins, is here. Hello, Mike.
My speech didn't get him, I guess.
That could not have been scripted any better. And really, that could not have been scripted any better. I see that he's calling in. That could not have been any funnier. All right, Mike Gesicki is there after the long introduction and then the hang up. Mike Gesicki is there. Hello, Mike. That was perfect.
Sorry about that. I lost service real quick.
No worries. First of all, I have to start with Crowder. Channing Crowder here, my radio partner, gave you guys a speech, the rookies, on Saturday night, Saturday or Saturday afternoon, whatever it was. How did you receive what Crowder said?
It was very, energetic, a lot of, positivity, but a lot of truth, honestly, came with him coming to talk to us. He gave us a lot of good pointers, and, it was a great, overall experience for all the young guys, to talk to him, a guy that's kind of been through it all. So we were happy for him to come through and, was able to learn a lot.
And, Mike, what's going on right now with you? Like, what have you learned? It's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks? Like, what have you seen in the league coming up? You haven't even been in there with the vets yet, really grinding. But what's the difference now that you transitioned from being a student athlete, a guy that the coaches have to worry about getting at least a C average on his report card, to now catch balls, score touchdowns, get paid? What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say that the biggest difference for me has just, obviously – you get here and, there's no more class. There's no more. It's just football, football, football. And you can kind of see that when you look at the playbook. It's a lot more complex. There's a lot more going on. But, you know, the faster that you can learn your role, your assignment, your job, and not only yours, but, you know, what's going on around you, is the faster that, you know, you can have success on the field. I always say that I'm at my best when I can play fast and play confident. So, you know, the only way that I can play confident is through preparation. And, you know, that's kind of what I've been, you know, putting most of my time and efforts into.
Mike Gesicki is with us, new Dolphins tight end. You grew up in Jersey, and you stayed in that area for college. You went to Penn State. So now you're going to be living in South Florida. Like, this is a whirlwind. From the moment that phone rings, and Crowder's told us his own stories, but from the moment that phone rings, this becomes, I'm guessing, a whirlwind for you. Have you spent much time in South Florida, if at all, before you got drafted by the Dolphins?
I mean, coming out of high school, you know, I visited the University of Miami. So, I mean, I spent, you know, maybe a day or two here, and then actually took a 30 visit down here during the entire draft process. But, I mean, that was about it, man. It's been, you know, the entire, you know, Northeast, whether it was New Jersey or whether it was PA, you know, going to Penn State and all that kind of stuff. But I'm happy to be here, man. This is, you know, an adjustment that I am, you know, more than willing to make just because of the opportunity that I have and, you know, the opportunity that this team has. So I'm really excited moving forward.
Who's the baddest tight ends out there, Mike? Like, who was, when I came in, Ray Lewis, I played with Zach Thomas. Like, there were guys that I used to watch and film and try to get better. Right now, what film are you watching? Who's those tight ends out there right now where if your game could get somewhere close to them, you would be happy?
Yeah, you know, two guys that, you know, I see that, you know, I watch their film a lot and started watching them in college was, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a guy that is extremely versatile. They use him in a ton of different variations, whether he's split out or he's in the backfield, whatever it is. And then, you know, a guy that's a little bit closer to home here because of where he went to school is Jimmy Graham. He's, you know, a former basketball guy who, you know, used his body, used his size, his athleticism to create mismatches and create matchups. And those are two guys that, because of my skill sets and my, you know, athletic ability and, you know, kind of what I bring to the table with my eyes, those are kind of guys that I watch because, you know, I see, you know, some similar traits.
And, Mike, I messed with you during the rookie speech about it. I was telling y'all about narratives. And narrative of you is that you can't block. They say, oh, right, he's a receiving tight end, receiving tight end. Do you take that as a challenge? Like, is that your number one goal this summer is to get stronger and become a better blocker? Because, like I told you, bro, that's the narrative right now on you. How are you going to change that narrative?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is the narrative. That's what everybody wants to talk about. And I wouldn't even say it's about getting stronger. You know, I feel – like, you know, I have the abilities and the qualities. It's just going to continue to get more reps at it. And you guys know anything about, you know, our tight end coach, Shane Day here. He's huge into technique. He's huge into, you know, doing all the little things right. So just taking coaching. You know, I'm not going to, you know, think that I know it all or think that, you know, I got the answers to everything. You know, I've been here for a week now, and I already feel like I've gotten, you know, so many steps that, you know, ahead of the game already. So just continue to be able to take coaching, continue to get better. And then just kind of watch how the older guys around me are doing it. You know, there's some successful guys in the room that, you know, have been around the league. They've seen different offenses. They've seen, you know, different levels of success. And just watching, you know, those guys and then, you know, implementing that into my game.
Mike Gesicki is with a second-round draft pick for the Dolphins.
Because, Mike, I couldn't cover tight ends. You got to hold them. Just grab a hold of them, Mike. They can't get away from you.
I believe that's an infraction.
Well, you can't let the ref see it, but you got to hold them, man.
But, Mike, do you feel like shouting, when you keep hearing this and seeing it written and whatever, oh, he can't block, he can't block, do you feel like shouting, how about you all shut the bleep up and watch me play before you tell me what I can't do?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a lot of people that are – you know, talking about, you know, what I can and cannot do. They've never even seen me play, man. They're just going off what people want to say outside, you know, the perspective that, you know, that they have on me. But, you know, ultimately, those are the people that I'm trying to impress. So, you know, thankfully, you know, I'm playing for the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, I have to impress, you know, Coach Gase, Coach Day, you know, and everybody on the Miami Dolphins staff, and that's it. So if people want to talk negative, if people want to tell me what I can and cannot do, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Do whatever you would like. But at the end of the day, my main goal is to just be able to produce on Sundays.
Has Adam Gase, Coach Gase, told you yet, you know, exactly what he's expecting of you this season?
I mean, on my 30 visit here, you know, we watched, you know, just talked about, you know, how he was able to, you know, use Julius Thomas in, you know, Denver and, you know, the success that he was able to have there and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, he's not going to, you know, tell me, you know, all right, we got to, you know, they want me to learn everything. They want me to be versatile. They want me to be able to do everything. that's asking me in the playbook, whether it's running a route, whether it's run blocking, whether it's pass protection, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, I'm kind of starting from scratch right now and, you know, building my way up. And I think that ultimately I will, you know, dictate my role in the offense, whether that's a lot or whether that's a little or whether that's nothing or whether that's everything, you know. It depends on how prepared I am. It depends on, you know, how much I want it.
Hey, Mike, I just got to ask you, man, end of the interview. You ran a 4.5 40. You bench pressed 225 22 times, 41.5-inch vertical. That's up there with Calvin Johnson. 129 broad jump. Like, man, you got black dude numbers. I don't know if I have a question, Hawk, but, like, well, you're a white dude with black dude numbers.
Let's all just sit and ponder that for
a moment.
Okay,
yeah, let's sit back.
Let's just sit and ponder that. We'll let it sit there, Mike. We'll just let that sit there for a moment.
Yeah.
Better than my numbers,
I mean, that's just kind of who I've always been, you know, when it comes to athleticism, whether it was all the sports I was playing. I played football, basketball, volleyball growing up. So, you know, I never really limited myself to one thing. So I think that kind of shows, you know, my versatility. I definitely would say I'm, you know, pretty athletic, but, you know, just need to continue to develop on the field to be able to use those strengths to my advantage. Absolutely.
Mike Gesicki,
he's heard that before. He had the answer ready.
Second round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. I just, you know, we get new players in. We like to get to know them a little bit. I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit. So quickly here, do you put sprinkles on ice cream?
No, actually not. I mean, I have before, but it's definitely not a go-to for me.
Right. But it's, I mean, adults shouldn't, right? I mean, that should be cut off at what, 12?
I don't know, man. I'm not the one to make the decisions around here. You know, if you like them, put them on, you know. It's all up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that. It's up to me, and I say
don't. He's a big fella now.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. I understand. You're just,
as long as you know.
Yeah. Man. Have you seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I have not.
Wow, okay. He's a young kid. I mean, obviously he hasn't. Can meatloaf, these are things we talk about on the show. Can meatloaf be considered an upscale, nice entree?
I don't know, man. I've only had meatloaf once in my life.
Really?
Yeah, Mike, you done lived a good life, bro.
Wow, you've only had meatloaf once in your life.
Yeah.
I guess I have a lot to experience, a lot left to do.
Yeah. Right. What year was the Depression?
Like 1930.
He wasn't even thought
of. No, I understand that, okay. But I mean, but, meatloaf. Yeah. Meatloaf is it's a staple. It's a comfort food.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Do you play Fortnite?
So I do. I'm not great at it. I let Hyde there the whole time, and I played with my roommate back at school, and I would just throw him the controller when it got down to like the crucial moments, because I'm not a big video gamer when it came to that. But,
so you're like being on a fishing vessel, and the moment you hook the fish, you hand the pole to someone else?
Exactly.
You don't want the victory royale on your own?
I would love to. I'm just not capable of it right now. So I need to continue to work at it, you know. But believe me, when you know the big moments come on the field, I don't back away from that. I'm excited for that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Mike. Don't worry about no damn fork knife. Get on the field and play ball.
Fork knife.
No doubt.
That's what I was talking about.
Don't worry about fork knife.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Oh God, no, I don't even. No. No,
can't name the four Beatles. This is shocking.
I don't even want to try to embarrass myself right now on the radio.
All right, give us one factoid. Give us something that all Dolphins fans, I always try my hardest. Like I was on Wheel of Fortune once. Channing had two rows of teeth instead of one row of teeth. Like, give us a factoid about Mike Gesicki that everyone will find interesting.
I mean, honestly, I would have to go back to my high school days back when I play volleyball. You know, I tell everybody I play volleyball, and people look at me like I got like three heads. Like volleyball, like is that a sport in New Jersey? What do you guys do? When do you play that? But you know, honestly, playing that sport has helped me tremendously, becoming an athlete and becoming, you know, the player that I am. You see all those jump balls in the end zone, and you know the big catches over top of people, all that kind of stuff, and it comes from that.
Oh, my God, I just realized the new Dolphins tight end, the new savior, is Falero, our producer. Plays volleyball, he plays Fortnite. Like,
millennials,
everything I make fun of Falero for, this is our new savior. All right, Mike Gesicki, second-round draft pick for the Dolphins, and we're excited, man. We are looking forward to rooting for a tight end, so good luck, man.
awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you making time for us. Mike Gesicki there. One reminder again, Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend with proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament presented by South Florida Ford gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at the Miami Marine Stadium to revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. And if you want more information, go to finsweekend.com. Seemed like he had a good head on his shoulder. Seemed like he enjoyed your speech at the rookie symposium.
I didn't know if he listened too well. He didn't really lock into any specific thing
I said.
Seemed
like he enjoyed it. Mike Gesicki there, second round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. Enjoyed talking to him.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Why your dad, Randy Crowder, had a six-car garage, he only had four cars.
Oh, no, why Pauline and Randy have four Lincolns. Hey, we're showing out, baby.
You got a 12-car garage, you only got six cars.
Remix! That's the first line we give DBJ this season.
Oh, yeah.
First line.
Don't they play the big game?
Yeah, they have the opening kickoff, don't they?
LSU?
Yes, LSU in Dallas.
It's on a Thursday night, isn't it? Or Saturday afternoon, something like that.
It's on Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
So against LSU, DBJ is going to drop some savage?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's going to be fun.
Why you got a 12-car garage and you only got six cars?
We like tonight. Question. Rockets are -2 hosting the Warriors tonight.
I can't take the Rockets.
I like the Rockets.
How don't you watch that game?
Yes.
But like, what is James Harden going to drop, 80?
You think the Houston Rockets, and I understand Golden State's great, you think the Houston Rockets are going to get swept in the Western Conference Finals?
I wouldn't have thought it till I saw game one and two, Hawk.
No, game one. There was only one game.
You're
thinking of Cleveland. No.
I'm talking about with the last series, too. Okay. Like, they've been pushed. All Houston has is James Harden. We talked about it earlier in the show. Chris Paul, he's dropping 20, but he's not dominating anything. I believe this, at worst, will be a gentleman's sweep. At worst, Houston might sneak one game.
That's why I think Houston wins tonight.
So
I think
they're going to get them one.
It's tonight. I don't think they go down 0-2 at home after the season they had. I understand. I watched the first game. Golden State, Kevin Durant, did whatever he wanted to do. But Houston, like, that's just still a good team.
They're a good team. It just seems as if it's James Harden playing a system.
Yes. Agreed.
And I can't see James carry, because James carried that team for three quarters and the fourth quarter got out of the line. I can't see James carrying that team to a win. Who else is going to step up? Because James had 40, Chris Paul had 23. They still lost by 10.
You know what the line is? I just looked at it for Saturday's Cavs-Celtics game. This will be game 3. Cavs are down 0-2. Game will be in Cleveland. You want to guess?
1 point favorites?
Yeah, I'm with Cavs by like 2.
Cavs are 6.5 point favorites on Saturday.
What do they see?
I'll take that one.
I'll lay the points. I will lay 6.5 points.
They're not beating them by 7.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. We take that one.
Cavs are going to win the series. Cavs are going to win the series.
In 7?
I'll say in 7. That's fine. Cavs are going to win the series.
So the Cavs are going to win, four of the next 5 games?
Cavs.
Because they're down 2-0.
Cavs are going to hold court at home, right? So then it's 2-2. And then they got to beat Boston. Tito's doing the same thing again, huh? You're just going to try to be part of the show from back there, huh?
Oh, he's laughing out of nowhere.
Crazy.
I'm asking what's going on.
Pointing at things. I don't know. Just stands behind.
Dono!
Dono, get your producer! Dono, your producer has to be home by sundown. Go get your producer.
Dono's a terrible bouncer.
Get him. Good job, Dono. Get him.
There we go.
Funny thing is, Tito actually walked out of the studio in shame the first time. Tito and Dono coming up at 6 tonight.
You better quit. Tito's going to rename the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.